Harmony and Hostility is a one-man art show for the works of John McLeod in the Exum Gallery at St. Paul's Church, downtown Chattanooga, on Friday, November 15th, from 5 to 7 p.m. I visited the studio at his home to see some of his works in progress for the upcoming gallery show. John McLeod is a sculptor that works with wood, metal, and stone. Most of his works are large installations, but lately he's turned his hand to medium and smaller works. I could not wait to see his workshop and get a sneak peek at some of the objects that will be displayed at his show, Harmony and Hostility, this Friday.
I've got several pieces that I would like to get finished for the show. This one's a priority. I'm going to name it, like, for the show. So it's going to be, I mean, the form, as far as the walnut is finished, right? Well, almost finished. But what I'm doing right now is insetting the steel, and you can see how I'm kind of carving, cutting out these pieces of steel and insetting them, and then I'm going to make these edges extremely jagged and kind of do a polish on the steel so it'll be bright, and when I seal the wood it'll be actually very dark. So it'll look, in the end, like an extremely organic, kind of flowing, complex form with, I mean, essentially like jagged blades coming out from it. I guess the reason that this piece in particular is really important to me for the show, it's kind of coming out of this situation that I had with my uncle passing away. Like, he passed away 3 weeks ago now, and he was only 60 years old, and it was extremely sudden. He had like a really aggressive lymphoma. So this piece is a reaction to that experience, and I realized as I was working on it that this is specifically about all that, because it was so intense and so sudden, and I mean, honestly, really complex too, because he had a lot of good qualities, and he had a lot of really, really difficult qualities as a person. And so there's that really strong push-pull with emotions, like deep, you know, legitimate frustration with relationship stuff as a family member. And then at the same time, like this really, really hard sense of loss. A lot, I think, what's developed with this show is this juxtaposition of different extremes that happen exactly at the same time, and it's pretty specific to everybody's lives, I think. Everybody has all these different situations. Life is like that. I mean, you go outside and you look at nature and how beautiful it is, and how peaceful it is, and how calming and soothing it is, and yet while you're looking at it, you know, hundreds of thousands of animals are getting eaten alive. You know, so there's this just really strange duality that's always happening. That's really what the show has developed into.
And this, it's folding back in on itself. It's almost like Celtic knotwork back in on itself, and very organic.
It's also like the leaning forward. Honestly, like something is leaning towards you, it's very much engaging you, and can be somewhat aggressive. You know, I play with balance of material a whole lot with the work, because I work with such heavy materials that if I manipulate the material and the weight of the material and the gesture of the material, what happens is that the form starts to appear very light. And I think it's an interesting way of handling extremely heavy materials, you know, and it gives this illusion that something is much more ethereal when in fact it's really, really heavy, you know.
It looks almost as if the walnut portion is almost balanced, but when you add that heavy steel to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even the walnut by itself is going to topple. My girlfriend says it's not going to be possible to pick up because of all the sharp edges. So, yeah. You want to go inside?
Sure. As we walk toward his house, McLeod points out works in progress scattered through his backyard.
And all these guys out here, are kind of in process right now, all these little smaller pieces.
You do work with a lot of drawings, but mm-hmm. it seems a lot of this is, it's not finished in your mind.
Some of it is and some of it isn't. Like the first piece I was showing you, Harmony and Hostility, that piece was a completed thought. The piece right here that's being sealed up right now, that was a complete thought and a complete sketch. So some of them are totally finished, and then some of them are, I have part of an idea that I want to talk about, but the whole thing, it's kind of a, it's intuitive and it's also listening too, because I really believe that listening, and I don't know what it is. I mean, people call it the muse, but I believe in that. I really believe in that. I mean, I've experienced it where, you know, I've been laying in my bed about to go to sleep, and all of a sudden a complete form will just appear in my head. And it wasn't that I was even really thinking about sculpture at that time. It's just, boom, it appears. And so, you know, explain where that comes from. I have no idea. I don't think it's super important to understand exactly why, or I should say, I don't believe we can understand exactly why, but it's real.
Once inside, I'm drawn to the focal piece for this exhibit made from pieces of the fallen elm tree in Coolidge Park.
Made this piece. It's really beautiful, beautiful wood to work with.
It's a very active wood. I mean, it has so much going on.
Yeah, it does. The spalting in it and everything like that, just it's kind of its own painting in itself, you know.
And so, inside these concave little things, it's on these runnels.
Mm-hmm.
They look like angry broken drill bits.
Yeah, I based them on spores or barnacles. You know, I was thinking about both of those things and how both are this thing that kind of takes over in a colony. With this piece, I was thinking a whole lot about beauty and decay and how as things wither, as they age, as basically as like in nature, when a tree rots, it's beautiful. It sheds its bark, it sheds, and you just see this really gnarled form, and you see the kind of the bones of itself, you know. And in, when you see like colonies of mushrooms or spore or any kind of colony that takes over like that, it becomes this beautiful pattern. But it's also really obviously like this looks really edgy, and you know, to use the word, it looks really hostile. I mean, it could cut you. I definitely got a lot of influence from, you know, my parents traveled a lot when I grew up. The memories I have of those road trips are my mom reading The Lord of the Rings to us while we were driving, and then listening to NPR in the car, you know, when I was like drifting off to sleep in the back seat. I guess that being said, a lot of the influence of my work, there's definitely an element of fantasy in that. A lot of my pieces I view as beings representing the idea. So each is a personality. And when I finish a piece, a lot of times it feels like its own, you know, personality and its own finished being. So yeah.
One wall of McLeod's living room is a bit of an exhibit on its own. Sitting on top of plain black pedestals is a group of pieces, each presenting a mood. His work is abstract pieces of warm wood, cool marble, and jagged, harsh, polished metals. All of the materials are solid and hard, yet he manages to instill movement in the immobile objects. One repeated form is an object softly turning back upon itself, while sharp, broken pieces of metal are either protruding aggressively outward or pointing back into the work. You can see the harmony and hostility combined into the sculpture of John McLeod at his one-man show this Friday, November 15th at the Exum Gallery in St. Paul's Church, downtown Chattanooga, from 5 to 7 p.m. More information and the complete interview and audio tour of my visit with John McLeod can be found at the Around and About blog at wutc.org. The exhibit will remain in the Exum Gallery until December 29th. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.